This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hi there, welcome along to this podcast. It's a big weekend for classical music here in the city of Dubai, and we caught up with members of the National Youth Orchestra and their conductor, Jonathan Barrett, who told us all about what we can expect from the concert coming up on Sunday at Dubai Opera. Enjoy the podcast and join me live on the show, weeknights 8 through 10, here on Dubai Eye 103.8.
This is The Night Shift
on Dubai Eye 103.8, the UAE's number one talk radio station.
We have the conductor Jonathan Barrett joining us on the show. Jonathan, I've been waiting to meet you. I'm so happy that you're with us in the studio. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for inviting us to join you.
It's a real pleasure. I'm going to find out exactly what a conductor does, and I know he's got to keep all these musicians kind of in check and get the best out of them. We also have Timon, who's the principal cellist. How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
It's great to see you. And we've also got Tarn over here, who's first trumpet.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on.
It's a real pleasure, guys. So first of all, let's find out a little bit about you, you guys. Timon, you're the principal cellist. So does that mean you've got a little bit more responsibility in the orchestra, as you know, opposed to the other cellist players?
I would say yes. As a principal cellist, I work just sort of to keep all the cellos together. I really have to make sure that I'm following all of Mr. Barrett's cues and just trying to lead the rest of the cellists to really get the sound that
right.
we want in our songs.
Right, so you've got your eye on the conductor.
Always,
And the other eye is on the rest of the section. What about, lead trumpet? Is it a similar deal for you?
Yes, so as lead trumpeter, it's really about making sure the other trumpeters are generating that sound you want. And it's also about making sure that they hit their cues, because trumpet players in an orchestra have a lot of rests. So you might be counting 126 bars to play one bar. So you've got to make
wow.
sure that everybody else is ready.
Yeah. So you've got to be on your toes then, haven't you? As you say, if you've got such long gaps between your little bit, you know, you've really got to be on top of it all, which yeah. I guess is where the conductor comes in. And tell me about, you know, being a conductor, is it a different skill altogether than being a musician in an orchestra?
Yes, in a way it is, but it's also, you're making music by understanding how the composer is intending the music to sound.
Yeah.
And how the musicians are going to be interpreting the music in front of them. And you are using the music of the composer and the psychology of the musicians and their training to try to make art yourself as a conduit. So the orchestra, in a way, is your instrument.
Yeah. So you are controlling it. It's over 100 people on stage,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
You're in control of all of that. And I mean, the dynamics, when you want it loud, when you want it, you know, to come down, is that all down to the conductor as well?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
There's an intention that's laid there by the composer. And I'm there to make sure that the orchestra realizes it as well as they can.
Right. So tell me about the musicians that you've got on stage on Sunday night, and what it's going to be like to actually be out there in front conducting these guys and girls.
On the stage, we're going to have musicians around 120, over 120 musicians, ranging in ages from, I think, as young as 7 mm-hmm. all the way to 18 years old.
Okay.
We have three ensembles. Three ensembles, the junior string orchestra,
yeah,
the wind orchestra, and the senior orchestra. And we're going to be giving a wide range of music from, that we're going to start with the national anthem of the United Arab Emirates.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's going to be everyone on stage together. So the smallest kids and the
yeah.
largest kids are on
how
stage
exciting
around
that, yeah.
120 together, and it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. So how excited are you to perform on the main stage at Dubai Opera?
I think it'll be a lot of fun. This is, to date, our biggest venue, or most prestigious, and I think it's just really amazing that we're able to show off our passion for music to such a wide audience, and we've been able to do so much with the orchestra. It's
how long have you been with the orchestra?
I'm one of the oldest members. I think this is year 5 or 6 for me. It's been quite a while. Yeah.
Okay. So, well, they're celebrating, aren't they? 5 years. So you were pretty much in the original kind of lineup.
I was, yeah, yeah.
And how has it developed, do you think, since then? We're 5 years down the road now. How would you say the orchestra's developed?
Oh, it's definitely grown a lot. I mean, when I joined, we're pretty modest in size, but since then we've added the junior section and we've added the winds as well, and we've grown a lot as an orchestra. It's really been amazing to see and track the continuity over time.
Wow, amazing. Now, when it comes to trumpet, what are some of your favorite compositions, and what are going to be some of your pieces that you really feature heavily on Sunday?
Yeah, so I'm really into kind of 1950s big band jazz, Glenn Miller, that sort of stuff.
Oh, lovely. Right.
Yeah. But right now at the moment, my favorite piece is probably An American in Paris. I'm a bit biased because the trumpet does feature very heavily, but the great thing about An American in Paris is that you can almost imagine yourself walking through the city. You can imagine the busy streets filled with cars, the quiet alleyways, the parks. You can picture yourself cruising down the Seine, and you can see that and hear that in the music.
So it's really painting a picture of Paris.
It really is, and it's just a beautiful piece. Yeah.
Really? What conductor? Would you concur with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
It's been one of my favorites from when I was a kid.
Really? Really? It's interesting that you mentioned Glenn Miller there and jazz. You know, I mean, you sometimes think you're either a classical musician or you're a jazz musician, but obviously it's not the case.
Yeah, the trumpet is a very versatile instrument. It features widely in a huge range of genres. And as a musician, you're not confined to one genre. You can move between them. You might have a favorite, you might have a preference, but you're not confined to one. And that's the great thing about playing in this orchestra. We play such a varied range of pieces. Our repertoire is so versatile and dynamic that you really get to experience all of them.
Yeah. Jonathan, have you chosen the repertoire? Do you kind of, or I'm sure you have input as to, you know, what you're going to perform?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So what led you to these pieces that we're going to hear on Sunday?
Choosing the program for the orchestra is a bit of a challenge, especially since the orchestra is a student orchestra.
Right.
So the main mission of the orchestra is educational, making sure that students get exposed to a variety of different musical styles and composers from out history, but also making sure that we're choosing music that has a balance between being accessible to the students, being possible for them to prepare in the amount of time that we have.
Okay.
And then also being challenging enough that it stays interesting for them all the way till the end.
Yeah, yeah. So tell me some of the standout pieces for you.
Well, Tarn already mentioned American in Paris.
Yeah.
That's one of our really big ones that we're going to be performing. One of my favorites is the Capriccio Espagnol. That's going to be an arrangement. The original one is for full orchestra, but the one we're going to be presenting is just featuring the strings alone.
Okay.
That's going to be fantastic as well. Also, we're going to be premiering one single movement of a symphony that I wrote for the orchestra.
Oh, so this is a first.
Yeah, this is a first for that one. Back in November, I was really inspired. I just started conducting the orchestra back in October.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I was asked by Amir to join as the conductor.
Yeah.
At around the end of that first term, so in November, I was so inspired by the students, and especially students like Tarn, like Timon, that had such a... For students that in Dubai especially, because it's really difficult to understand how special it is for students to have the opportunity to play in an orchestra like this.
Here. Yeah, yeah.
Because there hasn't been a grassroots support like this my whole time. I've been here for 11 years, and to see something like this happening is such a special thing. And so I was really inspired by seeing the musicians and the students and how great they are and how positive they are, how appreciative they were. And I decided that I wanted to try to write a piece of music that captured the feeling that I had when I was in school first playing in an orchestra and playing full symphonies as well.
And was it a challenge to write, to capture those feelings?
Yeah, absolutely. But
are you happy with how it's turned out?
Very.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah.
And I look forward to next year, hopefully we'll be able to play the entire symphony and we'll be able to premiere it then, probably a year from now.
Well, great. Right. We're going to come back. We're going to chat more with the guys and find out a little bit more about what's going to be happening this coming Sunday. Once again, Dubai Opera celebrating 5 years of the National Youth Orchestra.
This is The Night Shift.
On Dubai Eye 103.8, the UAE's number one talk radio station.
Yeah, we are looking forward to celebrating 5 great years of the National Youth Orchestra. We're joined by the conductor, Jonathan Barrett. We've also got Timon and Tarn, who are principal cellist and first trumpet cello players. Who are some of your favourites that you really admire?
Cello players? I'd have to say Rostropovich, Paul Tutelier, Mike Miski. He has this wonderful recording of the Bach suites. It's just, it's wonderful to listen to. And of course, Yo-Yo Ma. That's right. One that everyone says. Yeah.
Okay, well, and over to my right, favorite trumpet players.
It's got to be Wynton Marsalis.
Oh, Wynton Marsalis. Yeah, what a player.
He's unmatched. You know, his improvisation, his ability to just, his ability to improvise is just amazing. There's this recording out there of him playing Happy Birthday. Just Happy Birthday, basic song.
Yeah.
And he improvises just this beautiful jazz.
He is a wonderful player, as is his brother Branford as well on saxophone. Great players. Now, I just want to find out a little bit about the setup on stage on Sunday. I mean, have you got loads of manuscripts in front of you, or has it come on a little bit? Is it all computerized now? Just tell me about what you're going to see when you pick up that baton.
The musicians are all using printed up music that we generated on computer.
Yeah.
Much like a Word document.
Okay.
But they're all using actual paper. And because the logistics of having, iPads or these kinds of computerized things, it's just prohibitively expensive for a 120-person orchestra.
Right.
But yeah, managing the music actually is a big challenge, especially with the student orchestra. Mm. I can't tell you how many times I've banged my head against the wall when students come to rehearsal
without the music.
Yeah, exactly. It's a huge challenge.
I can just imagine somebody sat there on stage. Oh, I've left my music backstage. Oh no.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you'll pull it all together. I mean, as you said, you've recently kind of become the conductor. You've not been there for that long. I mean, how proud of you? How proud are you of this orchestra, this ensemble of young musicians in Dubai?
I think I'm probably the most proud of being the conductor of this orchestra than I have of any ensemble I've conducted, actually.
Why?
When I first started my career in music as a composer and aspiring conductor, you have dreams of conducting professional orchestras.
Yeah, yeah.
I was working on my doctorate at the University of Texas, hoping to become a professional conductor or maybe one day teaching at a university. But now that I've been teaching at the, middle school, high school level, I think that this is actually the most important place to be, trying to make music.
Yeah.
Music and education go hand in hand with one another.
They do.
And I think the mission that the orchestra is trying to fulfill is probably the most important one. I think there's loads of really, really great orchestras in London and Berlin, and we can hear them play via the internet. But being able to help these young men and women learn how to make music and allow people to hear it for real.
You've got the best job in the world.
It's one of them.
Best job in the world. Yeah. Finally, would you want to become a professional musician?
No matter what path I take in life, I will say that I do want to keep music a part of it. I don't think that being a professional in music has to be mutually exclusive from just enjoying it as a personal passion.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, being a musician in my youth has helped me so much, and so, although I don't think I'd want to do it as my main source of income, I definitely want to continue playing the cello just however I can as an adult, because it's just such
the
a
best.
Wonderful
instrument. Yeah. What about Tarn over here, trumpet?
Yeah, it's very similar to Timon. I'm probably going to become an aerospace engineer, but at university, I can definitely imagine, say, joining a jazz band and playing that.
Yeah,
it's a great way to relax, just blasting out a tune on the trumpet. It's just unwinds.
It's paradise. There's nothing better than that, is there? It is. Well, I'll tell you, Tymon and Tarn, and also conductor Jonathan Barrett, it's been brilliant to have you in our studios. I just know there's going to be magic at Dubai Opera on Sunday night, and I just wish you all the best. Of course, get your tickets. They're still available, so I'm told, for the big gig happening. So, do they call them gigs when it's an orchestra? I think performances is probably a better word, isn't it?
I think so.
For the performance Sunday night at Dubai Opera of the National Youth Jazz Orchestra. Guys, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
Real
thank you, Mark.
Thanks.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to DubaiEye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.